Chapter 1. Life Changes. I have always believed in heaven. I know that is where God has taken my mother and sister. Although I did not grow up in a particularly religious family, we believed in God. As children, we were all christened in a local church in a small town located north of London, England. The choice of church was not based on any particular denomination, but rather on the location. Closest to home was the best criteria. Even more conveniently located was the weekly Sunday school at the local school hall, which we were all encouraged to attend. Again, this was not based on any religious beliefs. Instead, it gave my mother and father a small break on Sundays to prepare the family dinner without children under their feet. My twin sister Louise and I were sandwiched in between Linda, our elder sister, and Scott, our younger brother. We all got along so well as children, and this continued into our adult lives. There were many fun and happy teasing times. We bonded together through the trauma of our parents' divorce when Mum became both mother and father to us. I took a natural liking to Sunday school and continued to attend well into my late teens. My siblings happily abandoned Sunday school many years earlier, as soon as they were able to find a better use of this time by having fun with friends. Linda was always the funny one, with her quick wit and good sense of humour. She used to say that going to Sunday school gave me Jesus points in the bank, and that when I was older, I could draw them out. At the time, I had no idea what she meant by this, but later, throughout our lives, if ever good fortune came my way, Linda would remind me that I was using my Jesus points. Being 5 years older than the twins, as we were called, Linda was like a second mother to us, especially during the time that our real mother, after her divorce, suffered from severe depression and could not cope with life, nor her family. Linda took us to school, prepared our meals, and helped us with our homework. On Sunday mornings, Linda took us for walks and played a game with us in which we had to memorize all the street names so you can always find your way home, she'd say. By the time Linda was 21, she set off on her journey to see the world. When she came home, we sat and listened with great joy to all of her adventures. I too left home and moved to San Francisco to begin a new life with my husband. San Francisco is one of the most beautiful cities in the world, and my family visited me often. My brother, Scott, moved to Australia to experience life down under, and Louise remained close to my mum, living in our hometown with her husband and two small children. Mum enjoyed being a grandmother and spending time with her grandchildren. Although the family was scattered around the world, we visited each other often and as much as possible. Linda was in her early 30s when she moved to America to be close to me. I had settled in a small town outside of Washington, D.C., called Charlottesville, not long after my marriage had dissolved. Linda enrolled at the local college and immediately made many friends. She loved the idyllic town with panoramic views of the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. Most of all, she loved Harvey, an older cat whom she adopted from the SPCA. It was not long before Harvey became diabetic, and Linda lovingly administered his daily insulin shots. When he passed away a few years later, Linda was heartbroken and decided to return home to England to be closer to mother and the family.